Well, we have seen borrowing increasing significantly, and that's not always a bad thing, but we are concerned that a small number of people who've taken on extra debt are doing so to make ends meet and are borrowing in an unsustainable way. And lots of households have never really recovered from the last big squeeze on household incomes after the financial crisis. And the risk is that those extra commitments, even if you're able to keep up with your debts now, if circumstances do change, you may find yourself in financial difficulty. People borrow for all manner of reasons. There has been a big increase in credit card lending in particular in recent months. We've just been through the Christmas period, which is always a big one. Our research shows one in three people across the country used credit to pay for Christmas costs. And it's really a mixture of people turning to credit for everyday items and also borrowing for in a way that makes us concerned that some people are struggling to make ends meet. Form a budget is probably the single biggest step you can take to getting on a good financial footing, is to look at all your income and expenditure and write it all down and get a handle on what you owe as well. It's very tempting to let those credit card bills and those statements stack up, but do open them. Make sure that you know how much you owe on what card, on what type of debt, and when the repayment dates are on each. And most importantly, you don't need to do any of that alone. If you are struggling, seek advice from a charity like National Debt Line or Citizens Advice, and they can help you to repay what you owe and get back on the track to financial health. If you are struggling, seek advice from a charity like National Debt Line or Citizens Advice, and they can help you to repay what you owe and get back on the track to financial health.